Unavailable is one order in the building.
Yeah. Yo, Black, it's time.
Bird's timing.
It's time, man.
One order radio, since the 6 o'clock blitz.
I used to let the mic smoke. Now I slam it when I'm gonna make sure.
Warm it up, gang. 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 Warm it up.
We are going to jump bird sound. You cannot cross the border. Cause we are clan body. You will come when we kill you already. And you and your follow around. There is no form of threat to we call when it comes to lyrics. We have it. So
time goes by, and I for it not. We in this together, son, your beef is mine. So long as the sun shines to light up the sky. We in this together, son, your beef is mine.
Clap at your soldiers, sober, then leave. It's over, killer.
I get money, I get money.
Fit me.
I get it.
Yeah.
Victory alive now.
Peace.
One order in the building right now, baby. 6 o'clock blitz. CGSF
90.1
FM.
Burnaby SFU.
Tell me what's going on, people. What the hell is going on?
Sunshine. We got sunshine. Whole lot of sunshine lately.
Listen to this guy.
You know, been going back to my 70s jazz stuff, you know, and I'm really feeling inspired right now.
You know what it is, baby. I'm your host, Supreme Freedom, a.k.a. Hard Body Dreams.
Alongside Guilty Black, brilliance illuminating another conscious knowledge, a good brother.
I love you, baby. Good who we brother. Got on the decks tonight?
It's me, Digital.
Oh, fire.
Greetings, everyone.
Call the fireman. Call the fire department. Call the other department over there, too, you know what I mean? Call District 36 all the way to District 72, baby. Fireman's in the house.
And we got a special guest in the building tonight. My man, the man. Crazy
Winter! Bomb, wagwan.
Yo,
what's big ups.
Mm-hmm.
Star.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. Minor community, you know, we had a little chat outside. Mine's a real community, you know.
Yes, sir.
Yo, this is our bloodlines right here, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It really is, though. We really are all one. You know what I'm saying? Like, we all of us are connected. You know what I'm saying?
Hence one order.
You know what I'm saying?
The pineal gland connects us all, baby.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Even an ant has connection to the pineal gland. You know,
he does.
Right? And look how small an ant is, you know what I'm saying?
Look how strong an ant is, though.
Oh, man. Army, man. We was talking about these ants, man. These ants will knock you out, man. They will take your house down. They will colonize you like no colonizer.
Yo, man. Forget the ants.
Forget the ants.
I don't like no ants.
Yeah. Right now, we are burn fire.
We love the aunties, though.
We love the aunties.
We all love the aunties.
We love the aunties.
Shout out to all the aunties.
Not how the anti-crisis, but... I heard one of those is on the way. Who knows?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, man.
You know, I got the whole thing down, right? And riff. The meaning.
Okay, bust
tear.
It. You know what I like.
And riff.
Ooh.
Tear. And riff. Tear. And riff. You get it?
Do the knowledge,
you
please.
Get it?
Cause you know what I always say about words, man. words are powerful, and you got to definitely know the meaning of these words, right?
Right.
Because they right in front of your face.
Mm-hmm.
And look what it's causing.
Tear
and riffs. Right? Y'all, y'all, don't let the man bluff y'all out your mind, yo. You know what I mean? Remember, the pineal gland is a topic here with Grizz tonight.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying, my man? So what's up, baby? How you feeling?
I'm good, boy. I'm good, boy. Like, I'm chilling right now. You know, I was getting a lot of little things done today, you know, edits and meetings and just rearranging life and thing. Like, you know, like, I got Bridget, I've been working on bear projects on, like, the low skis and stuff, and like I'm just starting to roll stuff out right now, and like, you know, making moves like in silence, you know, without violence.
Yeah, that's what time it is, right? You got to protect the brand. You know what I mean?
Exactly, exactly. You know what I mean?
Protect the brand. So, what you popping with? What you got on the cook up right now?
Ah, shit, I got apologies. I got like two solo projects and another Damaged Goods collab that's like different than what we did before. One project is more on the new sound I'm on, more on like a dancehall, like drill-ish type vibe, but more like vibey, dancey type thing. Mm-hmm. That one's just going to be named after my namesake, which is Winter.
Winter!
And then the next project I'm going to drop later is very much more like deep, introspective, like kind of like classic boom bap type vibe with a lot of R&B on it. That one I'm calling Rule of Spear. Rule of Spear is basically what my Govi name means. My Govi name is Gerald, and then that comes from the words Rule of Spear, which means to be a leader or to rule by the spear, you know what I mean? Someone to take action from, you know?
Mm.
And then the Damaged Goods remix project, we basically took like three songs we really liked off the project we just did, and then we remixed them into like drum and bass, dance, dubstep type vibes, and added two more tracks.
Mm.
We're calling that one the Damaged Remix, and that one's gonna drop soon. And then I have like a whole animated 5-minute feature for the original Damaged Goods project that's gonna be dropping around September. So I'm gonna when that remix project drops, the animated project drops to the original project. So we're giving that thing new life. And then I got a single coming out on the 30th, which we're gonna preview tonight, called "Look Who Did I," featuring Samantha Baker and DJ Mellowcat, who did a fantastic job playing the violin on that.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I mean? That's a vibe in itself. I've been working, bro. Like I've been low key working, dog. Cause I took like a good year off performing and like putting out music, cause I needed to get myself right. Oh, also, sorry, my guy. Also, me and Hardbody got a track called Kings, which is gonna come out this summer too. That's a big ting, big vibes. We're dropping that soon too.
Yeah, I heard that one over the phone. It was like, I don't want to say the hook, but it's fire.
Empowerment. Empowerment, know yourself, intelligence, black power. I don't like saying black excellence no more because I know what that actually means.
Uh-huh.
Right? So black empowerment, you know, for all the young boys out there who, like, need a little, to boost themselves up. So
yeah, man, they need a street daddy and a good one, right?
They need the street daddy.
You know what I mean?
My brother said it like that.
Right, we talking real here.
Yo, man, if you been down there,
the old guard,
you know what it is too, man. Yeah. I mean, especially like you know, one of my sisters, you know, she called me the other night, right? And she's out there, right?
Mm.
And she called me, right? And she was telling, you know, I was building with her, right? You know, because that's what God does. You know, we strive to elevate people even when they're, you know, down in the dirt, right? And so, you know, we was building, and you know, when you're in the streets, man, like, you know, you have those things like street daddies, you know what I mean, and street mamas and stuff.
For
you know,
sure. people who look out for you.
Yeah, her
sure.
moms, her dads, sure. and all that. Yeah.
For sure. Most definitely, man. Like, that's real talk.
And that's culture, bro. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you West Indian, my dude. So it's like, you know, you wake up in the morning and stuff, and if you pass a neighbor without saying good morning or whatever, you know what I'm saying? We're not going to get into the politics of all that, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know
what
I'm going.
You know what I mean? When you get home, you have somebody to answer to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Somebody will cuss you out. Somebody will be like, yo, why y'all rude?
You know
what y'all rude to the next people? Then I'm going to have to see them tomorrow or see them next day.
Right?
You know what I mean? Rude, you know, stick up your nose like you don't know nobody.
Right? Yeah. You know what I mean? Because as soon as that lady tell your mother, right? Yo,
Duffus.
You know what I'm saying? Right? And everybody knows, right? And that's a cultural thing, right?
Mm.
And I think that's where, you know, sometimes we get lost, right? Because it's like, it keeps the respect within the community.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right? You're not going to watch the next man's house get robbed without doing something. Right?
Yeah.
Or shooting off a man, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Honestly, I agree with you because it's something I think that's I've always noticed as a problem, and I think that's because there's a lack of culture, our culture in the space we inhabit, is that there's nobody really stands up for people, they don't know, without like, you know, for no reason. Like if I was to take the bus one day, right, and there's some man I'm like harassing some woman on the bus, right? Everybody else upon the bus not gonna say nothing. Everybody's gonna sit there, pretending I'll see what's happening. You know what I mean? And it's on to me to have it, you know, having a good moral core or like
women, that could be your mother, that could be
exactly.
anybody.
Say
right?
something and be like, back yourself up, like leave her alone. And then next thing you know, like the bandwagon shows up and everybody's like, yeah, it's like where was you?
Yeah, no doubt.
Where was you? I gotta put myself at risk. You wanna back me up because I have to be the one to lead.
Right.
Right.
And that's society though. That's life.
Yeah.
You know, it's always, you know, the one martyr if he allows to live, if you know, if they allow him to live, right?
Right.
And everybody else. But you know, within death also, you know, there's you know, there's that spirit where, you know, it goes into the other people and that fight continues, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like, a lot of the leaders we've had too, right?
I agreed. And I feel like I was just doing it if you don't know, I also have a TikTok. It's called Big Grizz TV. And I do a lot of, like, movie reviews and, like opinion pieces and, like, hot takes or whatever. And I have a series on there I call, like, saying the quiet part out loud, and I was just editing a video today to talk about how, like, you know, like everything that's going on in America right now and everything else, like we're getting real close to a point where revolution is like needed, right? We're getting real close to that point where like revolution is needed. People need to be able to stand up and puff their chests out and then, you know, fight for what they believe in, right? And because, you know, like, if you're going to keep trying to bury your head in the sand when something going and something bad's happening, and you don't speak up and say the right thing, or not the right thing, or say something, then you're going to let the continuation and of the separation continue, and they're going to walk all over you.
Well, that's what they know, right? They know, oh, it doesn't matter. You know, they'll forget. We'll throw them something else in 2 weeks, and that will be, you know what I mean? That will be in the past, right?
Right.
And that's the problem, right? We can't forget. And you see, you know, and that's why these wars are going on, right? Like, I'm not an advocate of war. I do not promote it.
Mm.
But, you know, because some people don't forget.
No.
You know what I mean? They don't forget, and nor should they, right?
No. If you attack my people, you murder off my people, you kill my pickney, you kill my grandmother, you kill, you know what I mean?
Like, you rape my sister and all these things in front of my eyes. Like,
right.
How do you think that individual is going to react?
Yeah, you and then you expect me to just move on. I'm not going to move on. Like, Bridget, I still have beef with people I remember from 7th grade. If I see you on the street, you're done.
I let it go. I let it go and I feel great. I let it go and I feel great. You know what I mean?
I let it go
great.
And I feel great for my own sanity. I mean? But if I see you upon the street and you hype up to me, bro, it's up. Like, you know what I mean? It's not like I'm looking for problems, but you don't expect me to, like, I might be able to forgive the actions of, you know, X, Y, and Z, but I'm not going to forget what you did. You know what I mean?
Remember when we was at the water park? You remember when we was at the water park, man? Yo, and you sprayed me? Man, yo, I don't forget that, yo.
You remember when you, yo, you remember when you took my Dunkaroos from?
And my Dunkaroos from? Word is bomb.
I tried to trade you, and then you open up, I open up your Dunkaroos. There's not a cracker in there. There's no, but you take my full tank? Okay. Okay, Masil.
And you know that there's people that hold on to that. And you know the thing about a resentment is that, you know, I heard it spoken by many wise people, is that a resentment is like drinking poison and expecting another person to die.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what resentment is, man. It's poison to your own heart and your mind and your soul, man. And so if you want to be free from that, you got to let go of that. You know what I'm saying? So One Order Radio, 6 o'clock Blitz. Yo, Digi, let's get it cracking.
Yeah.
Okay. Free your mind and the rest will follow. Wow. Let's go.
Let's get
another one. spark, a rolling paper. Roll it up, spark up in the vapor. Thank goodness, me get what me pay for. Inflation, so load it, I contact me neighbor. Me love the flavor. I eat my saver, me can't bun it all. Split tail safe for later. Bun it in a Babylon face, me not cater. People them not like me behavior. But I will smoke the weed all through the night till early morn. We can spark up all through the night to the break of dawn. Tomorrow I will take you around the world to the dispensary. And we can spark up any time of day. It's all good for me. On the weed, not the seed. Come from the earth, natural, can you see it? In a big Hollywood movie, it's a feature. You have grades of one when and soon come me reach ya. It's never too late to go accept the fact the weed is not what they said it was back in my day. Never mind, go eat some chicken nugget, crab, fucking cheese, hot pocket, and go drink the Kool-Aid. I remember teacher telling me and principal that weed would never be legal, and them felt so regal. Look what I'm now, Generation X is sequel. Trust in science, go science your mother. Spliff a burn every day, a little help me brother. Same people say if you don't do it, yeah, me bunna. Bunna spliff, just enjoy the summer. Then I'ma smoke the weed all through the night till the early morn. We can spark up all through the night to the break of dawn. Tomorrow I will take you around the world to the dispensary. And we can spark up any time of day. It's all good for me.
All good for me. Yo, say me not drink and stumble. Me smoke weed and fly. It's not a plane. You look, you see me up in the sky. Food for me burn. Me keep me meditation high. Send connect for the weed. No Wi-Fi. Watch, give me the grabber. Me herbs, me chalice pipe. The loading on my brain. So me not fi hype. I make we blaze it and spark up tonight. Yo, bling. Give me the light. Me say the spliff ignite. That boom draw, you amazing. Pass the cut, you know, no waiting now. So we spark up the chalice naturally, annually. We do this with no debating now. Hey, take some time out for yourself. We meditate in a different realms. Peace and joy, nothing not tense. When the ends are sensey, incense.
Then I must smoke the weed all through the night. Till the early morn.
Till the early morn, yeah.
We can spark up all through the night. To the break of dawn. Tomorrow I will take you around the world. To the dispensary.
So we blaze up the weed.
And we can spark up any time of day. It's all good for me.
That's how we need. Through the night, bro, bro, bro.
Spark up through the night.
Give me a light.
Bro, bro. Oh, I can take you around the world.
Yeah,
this
I call it
up.
That bad diddle diddle dig might be hardy, body tough. Do rags and Tim's kind of hard to get a job. Back out on the block,
charge out to the game.
Young girl, she grew up in a rush. Had it bad, no doubt. She don't know who to trust. Every man she ever loved only wanna crush.
Charge out to the game.
But it's all gravy. Hey, baby, shots getting popped. The cops shut down the party. Jeans sag low, blow smoke out the dutchies. We've got a love for y'all, but y'all know now us.
We're swerving in suburban sweet chillies. Stand up on the doors and them crumbs and things. Name our kids some funny names. Don't hate on us, we're fabulous. We pay status for local cars. Little dons and divas up at the mall. Rocking Cornwall twists, that's how we roll. Don't hate on us, we're fabulous.
They met He said how she was a dime, so naive that she believed every single line. 17, first time slip up, about to have a child.
Child back to the game.
Was just us and mom, single family home. She did the best she could, beat it all alone. Met a man, but he will raise a child that's not his own. Oh no,
oh no.
But it's all gravy. Hey baby, shots getting popped. The cop shut down the party. Jeans sag low, blow smoke out the Dutchess. We've got love for y'all, but y'all don't know us.
Swerving in suburban sweet chillies. Spend up all the bills on them chromes and things. Name our kids some funny names. Don't hate on us, we're fabulous. Prepaid status for local calls. Little dogs and leaders up at the mall. Rocking car rotates, that's how we roll. Don't hate on us, we're fabulous.
We're all that we've got. And the mother, whatever, together we'll weather the storm.
Brought a friend. music and podcasts from CGSN